In the Philippines, the Jeepney is the undisputed king of the road. The brightly decorated, modified Jeep taxis fill the streets from Manila to the remote countryside. But their future, it seems, is now in doubt. The Philippines government is trying to phase out the colourful Jeepney in favour of more comfortable, more conventional minibuses. A few months ago, China correspondent Bill Birtles was in the Philippines on assignment and he took a ride.
Baguio City on the main northern island of Luzon is a bustling mountainous town. We were there covering a nearby natural disaster. But before we packed up for the long drive back to Clark Airport to fly out, we had an hour to kill. So the ABC crew hopped into one of the many jeepneys waiting to take passengers from the city centre to the suburbs. And that's where we met our driver, Bong.
I just started
driving 2 months ago, he told us. I'm transporting passengers around, but I'm not the owner of the jeepney, he said. Bong is in his late 20s, with a wispy beard and an affable demeanour. As we start talking to him, he's steering the jeepney with about 14 passengers through the urban streets. It's much easier to drive around the streets here in Baguio City, he said, because once we drive to the hills, it's very slow going, taking this big jeepney uphill. The jeepney started from military jeeps left over from the Second World War. The Americans either sold them or gave them away, and locals made modifications like roofs and long benches to turn them into passenger vehicles. And they quickly became the most popular form of transport across the islands of the Philippines, even though comfort is a secondary consideration.
The thing about riding a jeepney is after a while, because of all the bouncing around, you tend to get quite tired. You see a lot of people nodding off the further the journey goes.
Inside, the seats are padded, and open windows alleviate the tropical heat. Outside, the decorations and slogans are legendary. Many are religious, although the jeepney Bong's driving is called the Midnight Express. Decorations. Well, they very much depend on the owner, says Bong. The colours, the logos, the pictures are all about showing your pride in the vehicle, he said. If anything, the jeepney has become a victim of its own success. The streets of Manila in particular are so badly congested because there are so many jeepneys. So now the Philippines government wants to bring taxi transportation into the 21st century. It has a plan to phase out the lovable rebels of the road and replace them with minibuses. Needless to say, the jeepney drivers aren't happy about it. The union that represents them says owner-operators will be squeezed out because the minibuses will be too expensive to buy. Passengers will have to pay more. Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, though, seems determined to push on, saying not just congestion, but air pollution will also decline. For now, though, jeepneys are still very much ruling the roads. And as we near the end of our journey, a few young blokes have even jumped on the back railings to hitch a free ride. Efficient and comfortable, they're not. But they're cheap, colourful, and a great novelty for anyone visiting the Philippines. And I hope if I come back, they'll still be the kings of the road. This is Bill Birtles in Northern Luzon for Correspondence Report.
Bill Birtles there, reporting from the Philippines.